Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Yeah, yeah, more rosin on the ball so you get more spin rate. Talking to Trevor Bauer. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. All right, so we got like literally 4 minutes with Tony Finn. We'll get him out of here. Tony's had a long day today, like all of us, but God bless it. Life is good, people. I said this earlier, like about you got to take the good with the bad. Like life just can't always be. I told, you know, there's an episode, I don't know if you watch the Twilight Zone, the old ones, but there's an episode with a guy, he's a big crook, he's a scumbag, he's a crook, and he's a gambler and stuff, and he gets shot robbing a bank by a cop, and so he dies, and he wakes up, and he's in a hotel room, and there's a guy in a white suit, and the guy says to him, so he knows he's dead, but the guy says to him, "What can I do for you?" And he's kind of confused. And then he goes, buddy says, "Whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you." And he goes, "Wow, man." He goes, "I'm dead, but I must be in heaven." So he goes, I want 12 beautiful dames. It's old. So he said, "I want 12 beautiful dames." And he goes, 24/7. I want 12 beautiful dames around my arms. He goes, "I want all the money in the world." And he goes, "I want to never lose when I go to a casino." Buddy tells him, "No problem."
What fun with that?
Boom! Next thing you know, he's got 12 girls. He's in a casino. Fast forward, every night it's the same thing. The girl says the same thing. He wins again. He wins again. And he actually then asks the guy in the white suit, "Can I lose sometimes? I don't get a thrill anymore." He goes, "I know I'm going to win." Yeah. He goes, "And I don't even want these girls anymore, but I don't want any of this." And he goes, "Can you make it that I can only win sometimes so I get a rush out of it?" And he goes, "No, I can't." And he goes, "Why not? I thought," he goes, "I'm in heaven. Why not?" And Buddy tells him, "Who said you were in heaven?" And then the pitchfork and the horns come out, Tony. All right, Tony, 30 seconds. Best pick on the way out. Okay. What do you want to leave us with? Give us a winner.
Well, I want to go ahead and agree with you on Lance Lynn for several reasons. If you're going to play Lance Lynn, Chicago kills left-handers. They win tomorrow, even though Lance Lynn's pitching with smoke and mirrors. But the best play, Gabe, stick with this Oakland, Tampa Bay under 7.5.
Love you, Tony. God bless you. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Follow Tony on Twitter, Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Bring it.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports is everywhere, every day, and so is the information about it. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
All right, the late night anger management class. You guys are all lucky that I forget everything and I have enough stuff going on. All right, because I have a long list. All right. I have a long list of things, I have a long list of complaints. I'm like a football coach. I'm like Mike Ditka, though, at this point. I'm just driving around in my golf cart. No, I don't care. My new motto in life is as long as the check clears, or is not, as long as the wire, as long as the deposit drops, we're good. That's my new motto. All right, and I just hope that Tawny Kitaen is alive, actually, the original metal vixen and MTV vixen. All right, Mick Aussie, your time is now. We got Steve Merrill coming up at 2:25, Mick. Let's do this thing. You're in our chat freaking out about people impersonating you all the time. Let's get your picks right now. I like that Mick sends me a message. What time? You're on the same time every week, 2:10. 2:10 Eastern. All right, see the crap. All right, Matthias, as long as we're waiting for Mick. What's your best bets tomorrow? Make it rapid fire here. What do you got tomorrow? UFC.
Oh, Gabe. Yeah, put me on the
spot. That's not rapid fire. It took 10 seconds. Let's go.
You put me on the spot just like
that. I know. My God, you guys are all killing me. I swear to God, you all kill me. Marina, like, Rodriguez, is it just that? All right, come on. What do you got?
Donald Cerrone. And then I got Marina Rodriguez, and I got Jeff Neal, and I got Maurice Greene. I love Maurice Greene tomorrow. He looks in shape and ready to go. Best shot he's ever been in his life.
All right. So listen, as long as Mick is waiting, I always squeeze Mick in, but I don't want him ruining the end of my show. I've done this before where I put him on the last 3 minutes, and I'm like, I'm never doing that again. So you've been warm, Mick. Get your picks. I want your AFL picks. I'm ready to lay a pick down. Lay it down. Yeah, exactly. All right. I like Cerrone, too. There's a couple underdogs, right? We'll get to make it in a second. There's a couple underdogs. Whatever, dude. Like, Michelle Waterson is plus 172. She's cost me money in the past. I don't know why I always go back to her, but I'm tempted by her again as a dog. Cowboy Cerrone's going to win. You said Jeff Neal. I remember the last fight, bro, I told you Magny was going to lose, and he lost. This one, he's going to win. Magny's winning this fight. This is the one. What's $200 on Magny pay at plus 168? Probably pretty good. $200 on Magny pays 336. Mick Aussie. All right, Mick. It's been a busy night. Clam Chowder, 20th anniversary of the Team 990, in which you used to be on. in the old days. They actually brought up the Houston Super Bowl today on the air. They said, oh, one of the most crazy things that happened was when Morenci went to the Super Bowl years ago. So they even talked about that. But we got Steve Merrill coming up in a couple of minutes. So let's get down to business here, Mick. How you doing, Mick?
I'm good, mate. And, yes, it was good to hear Clam Chowder. I love the way he said the worms, the parasites, and the maggots. I loved him saying that because it's true. There's some of them out there, isn't there, eh?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and wannabes, as he said, like he said, and wannabes. But, yeah, no, it's true. The worms, the parasites, and the maggots. That's about it, though. No, there's not a lot of them, actually. You know, that's the thing. We're actually blessed. We're not swarmed with trolls and parasites and stuff like that. It's just a couple of losers that are persistent. You know what I mean? They're persistent. Now, I got to tell you, though, Mick, and it's my own personal advice to you. We'll get to your AFL picks, but stop feuding with people on Twitter, Mick. Stop, like, tweeting people and bitching about the chat. Ignore it, bro. Just live your life, all right? Because, you know, it's true. It's not cool people are impersonating you and do this and that. I totally get it. But at the same point in time, it's not cool, like, when you start tweeting other people on drunken rampages. That's my suggestion. Just tone it down and your life will be easier.
Okay, my comeback to that is this guy on your friggin' terrible YouTube chat. The rules on YouTube are terrible, but this one guy, I know he's a real person, and he's from Alberta, and he's too weak and gutless to reveal his real name, and that is my issue, Gabe. Deflamer is his name. I shouldn't even mention it. Reveal your real name, you weakling, worm, parasite, and maggot, as Clam Chowder says. Reveal your real name, weakling. There you go. Now I'm happy.
You're terrible, YouTube chat.
It's true. Reveal your real name. You know me. He knows me. I probably had sex with his ex-girlfriend or something. Like, she probably chatted me up. Or if he's from Calgary, it's probably his wife, because there's a lot of wives and that down there I wouldn't trust. So, Deflamer, you're a Flames fan. Deflamer means something else in Australia. That's all okay these days. That's all okay, right, Dave? That's all okay these days.
Okay, listen. I feel this can't go any good ways here. All right, that was enough. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, do you see I'm what I deal good, with this? I'm all good.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
He's a dirty, rotten troll. Reveal your real name, weakling, defamer. There we go. I'm happy now. Talk about vent your rage. I've just done it. And that idiot that impersonates me with the same image of me as well. Can you believe that? That's terrible. And then Barbano's all pissed off at me because he thought it was me dissing him.
Hey, leave Barbano out of it. What do you bring, Barbano?
No, it was the fake.
It's just a guy.
It was the fake Mick.
Listen. Babano's just a handicapper sitting in his room alone eating soup, picking games. He's a harmless, nice guy. What are you bringing him into your chaos for, Mick?
Because it was the fake Mick Aussie making out he was me dissing Babano. Then Babano thought it was me. That's why. Terrible. Oh, YouTube rules, cats are terrible.
So what? Then Babano took a shot at you? You listen,
no,
I don't
the
control.
Fake Mick Aussie dissed Babano, and Babano thought it was the real me. So you and Matthias are not going to be quicker to dump these idiots. Worms, parasites, and maggots they are, as the legend Clam Chowder says. But no wonder Clam Chowder's got gut trouble. I saw him with a bag of 10 A&W burgers at the airport sitting there. I gladly had one or two. He had 10 in a bag, mate. Unbelievable. He loves his food. Good on him, though, eh? Good he's alive and happy 60th to Clam Chowder.
All right, so all right, we better get to some picks. That's too good. All right, so AFL football. This league pissed me out. Hey, listen, I made one bet. Was it last week? Yeah, I did. I told you guys, Sydney Swans over 158.5, and we hit it. I didn't even watch the game. I woke up in the morning, and I was like, man, why do I have this much money in my account? I was like, oh, yeah. After I drank 3 bottles of wine on Friday night, I bet the Sydney Swans ended the game to go over 158. That's for our boy Dubsy. So let's get into the games now. North Melbourne, the Kangaroos. We got like a minute and a half or 2 minutes here, Mick. Kangaroos and Collingwood, Melbourne and the Sydney Swans. Man, Sydney's getting 22.5. Port Adelaide and your Crows. Crows are getting 28.5. And my West Coast Eagles laying 11.5 against Hawthorne. What do you like tonight?
All right, we'll take the Magpies to win. If they don't, the coach is probably going to get fired, the legend Nathan Buckley. Take the Roos on the plus, because the Roos might get over there. The Magpies are terrible. The Demons, I like the Demons to win, but be careful. Those Swannies are doing very well. The Demons might be up for a bit of a mental
letdown. I like the Swans plus the 22.5.
Yes, yes, yes. Take the Swans plus 22.5. Demons on the money line, because Demons are 7-0, and that's Clam Chowder's long-time team. Swans are very good, mate. The young kids, Buddy Franklin.
What about
back,
your Crows?
The big fella's back.
Yeah, my boy. Oh, how's Eddie Betts doing? Hey, what about your boys? Yeah, Port Adelaide going to smash them? Yeah, I'm taking a money line parlay on this, a multi.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey, listen to this, Mick. Port Adelaide and Collingwood, minus 160. There's your multi. Stay out of trouble, Mick. Love you. God bless you.
All right.
Don't bother Babano.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Some artists work in clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Dable Renshaw. We're throwing it down. You know how we do it. Sirius XM Channel 204. Let's bring in Mr. Steve Merrill to break down the weekend at hand. Steve, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. How you doing tonight?
Doing well, Gabe. How you doing, man?
We're ready to rock, Steve. It's been a long day today. I know you caught us earlier on the Hammer Don podcast. We drilled it. Kicking it with those guys, and you know, you and I talk about the popularity and the growth of sports betting, and we see, man, there's countless podcasts and shows that have thousands of viewers of people that are just clicking away on the game, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it caught my eye, Gabe. I wasn't too familiar with it, to be honest. And I saw your Twitter feed on Friday afternoon, and I said, I'll check this out. I wasn't sure what the show was. And it was like 1,800 live viewers right when you went on live, like at 4 o'clock Eastern. And, I mean, that's only a small sample of the people that are probably listening and then watch it later, of course. So, yeah, as you know, that's a pretty damn big number to be live at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and have a couple thousand live viewers and then 10 times that probably elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Pat McAfee on our network, he's really kicking ass. You know, he's really come on and built a massive audience. You know, some people are popular. You know, look, we're popular. We kind of have our niche, you know, audience. But, you know, McAfee and his crew, and the podcast and everybody part of their team and stuff like that, you know, just kicking some serious ass right now. And listen, I know Wager Talk has a lot, a large audience, a lot of subscribers and everything else in between. So, Steve, before we get into NASCAR, actually, it's the Lady in Black this week. We're down to the final four. And, you know, me personally, we all got caught up in March Madness and Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NHL and everything else that was going on. So I didn't bet this college football as much as I thought I was going to be honest. And plus, I lost a bit, and I thought it was tricky. But we're down to the final four right now, and I am intrigued by the card that we have left.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting, of course, is that, you know, a lot of teams didn't play, and the CAA had like kind of a bastardized six-game schedule. We played three teams twice. My alma mater, William & Mary, had a couple games canceled, one against James Madison. Actually, three of their six were canceled, one against Madison, one against Elon, and one against Richmond. They played them each once and had one canceled each. But then you look at the Final Four here, and you've got Delaware and James Madison, two CAA teams in that Final Four. So, you know, the CAA has been one of the powerhouse conferences. Of course, the team that is missing is North Dakota State. We got South Dakota State instead.
Yeah.
And they were kind of the favorites coming in a few weeks ago when I saw the future odds. They were a two-touchdown favorite last week. They were a one-touchdown favorite this week. Meanwhile, Madison is only a one-point favorite over Sam Houston State. South Dakota State, a touchdown favorite over Delaware. So it's setting up pretty well for South Dakota State to win this whole thing as expected.
Yeah, but with that being stated, they didn't cover last week against Southern Illinois. They were laying a lot of points. And so this Delaware team, so, you know, you talk about the Colonial. What's the quality of football? Not bad, right? Pretty good. So, like, I don't think they're going to be overmatched from a talent standpoint. You know, it's funny because we were talking with Dave Sharapan earlier, and he said that a sort of sharp, you know, wise guy that he knows sent him a text and told him that he smashed James Madison in this game. I like both of the road teams, actually, Steve. And I know that South Dakota State, everybody's riding these guys, and they're, you know, they've got a good offense, they've got a good defense, they're a complete football team. But this Delaware Blue Hen team comes in 7-0, Steve, on the season, and pretty well balanced offense and defense, quarterback, good quarterback with Nolan Anderson. You got the CAA Player of the Year and Young, the running back. So they do have some talent. I think enough talent to hang around and cover the spread.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing we always look at in the playoffs, or at least I do for the 1AA level here, is strength of schedule and quality opponents and whatnot. The CAA always has a deep conference, as you said. I mean, both James Madison and Delaware have won multiple national championships over the last couple decades. Sam Houston State's been in the mix, and of course, South Dakota State hasn't gotten it done, but they've been a playoff caliber team. But yeah, I mean, you're getting a team in Delaware and James Madison has multiple national titles, whereas South Dakota State, I don't think has ever won one. I can't remember them winning one because they were always kind of overshadowed, you know, by North Dakota State and some of those other teams out there. So I do think it makes a case to take the big number here. I'm not sure home field advantage is that strong either. And you look at Delaware, they gave up 11.5 points a game on the season, and they're getting 7.5 to 8 here, you know, so that's a pretty good defensive underdog to say the least.
Yeah, the total is really low. 37.5.
Wow.
Yeah, 37.5. And we've seen South Dakota State, these games explode. They end up opening up. You know, just almost out of principle, I really want to take the over. But I know that this could be a 17-14 style game. But that's why I like Delaware. You know, and that's the whole thing, guys. So as Steve just stated, they give up 11 points a game. And they're getting 7.5. And the total is 37.5. You know, a lot of these numbers sort of don't add up, Steve.
Yeah, and I think it's somewhat, you can make an argument that if you're going to play South Dakota State, you almost have to look for the over. I mean, what are you hoping for if you're,
you're laying
more than a touchdown in a low-scoring game? That's not a good strategy, probably.
Yeah, so you got to hope that they win 21-0 or something, 21-7. Right. You're like, all right, man, like, because exactly, if the total's 37, if Delaware gets to 21, what are you expecting? Or, you know, are you expecting these guys to pitch a shutout? So, you know, so right now we're getting 7, and the number, like, the numbers haven't moved, right? I don't know how much action's coming in on this stuff. It was actually 8.5 originally, and then it's been sitting at 7.5 all week now. So the Blue Hens are getting 7.5. That's the early game at noon Eastern, total 37.5. And then James Madison were 1.5 favorites, says Steve. This one did move, in which now Sam Houston State are the small favorites. It's basically a pick 'em.
right now. I don't know. Sam Houston State 0.5 at FanDuel is kind of bizarre. yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Good God.
And get this, Steve. And get this. So they have 0.5 minus 108 and then money line minus 108. But you've got, you can take James Madison at plus 0.5 at minus 110. Or James Madison on the money line at minus 112. Look, I don't know what the point of all that is. And,
you know, Gabe, that brings up a quick crap story. I remember a pit boss. This back when I was a kid, my dad was a craps player, and his favorite story ever was he's talking to this pit boss, and on the table they have big six and big eight. It's in the corner, and it's an even money payoff. You know, you just put a chip on it, $5, wins $5. Whereas you can place the six or the eight, and it pays, I believe, 7-6.
Yeah.
Exact same bet. And it takes a little more effort, and you have to know what you're doing, and you have to actually say, I want to place the six or eight. And there was some dude betting pretty big money, apparently, and the pit boss is like to my dad, he goes, look at this guy. He keeps, and my dad knew how to play. He goes, this guy just keeps playing the big 6-8. And, like, he's basically, you know, he's playing, say, 600. He's getting 600 instead of $700 in return. And it's the exact same bet. So, yeah, anybody that makes that bet right now and doesn't look at the difference is just screwing themselves out of some odds or some juice there. Just shows why you got to look around. And, yeah, it's kind of funny they have half. I mean, obviously the game can't end in a tie first of all in college football ever. And then
exactly.
The playoffs. But so, yeah, that'd be something. If you lay $1.12 instead of $1.10, you're pretty damn lazy.
yeah, you got a problem. Exactly. Like, I get it if you're a $10 bettor and you're like, yeah, listen, I don't care. But yeah, you're exactly right. But I tell people this all the time. We talk about it. Like, I don't play, you know, we haven't played any teasers, really. We don't play basketball teasers. But, like, you know, when we play football teasers, we always tell people, do the math of the money line and do the math of the teaser. Because sometimes right. It's sort of the same, Steve. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, like, you know, they're 6.5-point favorites. So they're six-point favorite and a 7-point favorite. And then you end up playing minus 130 for the teaser. Yet the same play on a money line parlay is minus 113 or something. And you save yourself 17 cents. And I think, you know, it's something you kind of need experience and been around to understand that stuff. But always do the math, because when you bet as much as we do, Steve, and people tuning in, it's going to add up at the end of the year.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what I've said from the start. Picking the right team is only third in the order of importance if you want to be a long-time winner.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, it's money management, first of all. And the extreme example would be you go 99-1. If you bet 100% of your bankroll in every game, you still go broke, even at 99-1. So, obviously, that's the extreme example. But line value is the second most important thing. I've always said, if I could have several sports books and get an extra point on every play I make all season, I could flip a coin and come out ahead. Honestly believe that. And that just shows selecting the right team is not the most important thing. Now, obviously, flipping a coin, you're going to be 50-50. If you shop around, you get an extra percent or two because of the better line. But if you have an edge with a handicap, and then you can get 56, 60% winners. But, yeah, people don't really realize the math is what's important. And that's just a good example. I mean, right there, the same sports book, the same game, you get minus 110 or minus 112 on the same bet. Now, you know, the parlays and the teasers get a little more complicated. You got to do the math sometimes and actually dig a little deeper. But yep. We talk about that with futures also. You know, these tournament futures, like in the NCAA, you know, if they have to win six games to win it all, you're much better off with a money line parlay normally all the time. Plus, you can get in and out of it and hedge whenever you want as well. So, yeah, I mean, the math is important and people overlook it.
You're exactly right. And it's a great point. It's, you know, fascinating. We're up against it. I'd like to get into that. You know, we'll get into the NASCAR with Steve too, but it's a great point, because I've even come to the conclusion. I've been better though. As we get older, you know, you hope to get better at this stuff, and I have. But I came to the conclusion a couple of years ago, actually, Steve, when I was having some problems, where I was like, you know what, I'm a good, because I never really thought about it from the money management and from just the gambling standpoint. And long story short, basically, I realized I'm a good handicapper, but I wasn't a good gambler. You know what I mean, Steve? As you stated. And yeah, picking the wins is one thing, guys, but if you have bad money management skills and you don't understand money management and risk reward and in a big picture, or if you play for action, etc., you know, you'll get yourself in trouble, right? So, like, discipline. And I've always said this, though. That's the one tricky thing. You can make a living betting on sports. You can do it, but you have to be disciplined. But the thing is, the type of people that are willing to...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Live off of betting on sports generally aren't disciplined personalities, right? So it kind of is a contradiction. You are, Steve Barry, more disciplined and number and long-term driven. All right, more with Steve Merrill on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Crash continues.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game, and then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates, the Mightier 1090, San Diego, and Los Angeles in the house, up and down the very beautiful Pacific Coast. We're kicking it with Wager Talks, Steve Merrill. So, Steve, just to tie up the loose ends of the Final Four, two CAA teams that Steve knows well, comes from his backyard, James Madison. You know, like we said, they were 1.5-point favorites. They're going to Sam Houston. Total's 46.5 in this game, Steve. So the total's a little bit more realistic than the 37.5 in the first one.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at these two teams, both obviously good offensively, but as the case with the other game, they're both good defensively as well. I mean, James Madison has been a high-scoring team the last years with their national title runs, but they've had a shutdown defense. But this year, 33.5 points, 4-13.5 allowed. You look at Sam Houston State, I think it's around 45 and 17.5, you know, so they both can get some points. But as we normally see in these championship caliber games, two good defensive teams usually outplay the offenses. Something else, too, to keep in mind is, you know, it's been a shortened season, Gabe, and I do think the defenses were ahead of the offenses for the most part those first couple games in April and March.
Yeah.
So you got to be a little careful with the stats, but yeah, I mean, this is a higher total. I still think the defenses kind of hold the edge in all four of with all four of the teams so far on these final four games.
Steve Merrill throwing it down with us. All right, Steve, let's step onto the track. It's the Lady in Black this weekend. You know, this is much more traditional, isn't it, as opposed to the Bushy McBush. So, you know, not nice and traditional. Goodyear, Steve. You know what I'm saying? And now we're back to basics here. It's nice and simple. It's the Goodyear 400. But, guys, and me and Steve always talk about, you know, the gimmicks and sort of, you know, and I get it. Maybe old school guys, you know, don't like some of the, you know, the stuff that happens in sports now. But we're in a new era now, and NASCAR has done a good job of not gimmicks, but going back to the past, actually. And, you know, people love that. Look at the NFL. People love when they wear, you know, wearing the jerseys and the helmets from the 70s. I love that helmet. I love that jersey. People love that stuff. And we talked about the dirt race this year and how popular that was. And this week, guys, they're going back to the old school paint schemes, Steve. So we're going to see some old school retro paint jobs out there this week, which you know people are going to love.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is normally the early September Labor Day race where they do the throwback stuff. And keep in mind also, Darlington, it goes back to the 1940s, early 50s. It's one of the oldest tracks. By the way, I did a full half hour, actually a 40-minute episode with Andy Lang and Rocky Atkinson on Wager Talk TV Friday night. It's archived all weekend and on YouTube for this race. So we dig into it. And Rocky told a great story. He's actually in Darlington County. He lives about 10 minutes from this track. It's his home track. And this track is an odd shape. It's like 1.04 miles. And the reason he told the story tonight on the show is that there was a farmer or a guy that wanted to model it after Indianapolis. So he bought 70 acres from a farmer in Darlington County in the 1940s. And the guy goes, I have one stipulation. You can build the track, but you cannot destroy my minnow pond. So as they're building the track, they run into an issue and they had to make it configured differently so it wouldn't hit this minnow pond. And that's why it's banked more in one turn than the other. And that's why it's 1.04 miles or whatever it is. And it's a very unique track for that reason. And the only other one that's kind of unique like it is Richmond, which is a three-quarter mile, my home track, of course. And I thought this was interesting. As we're doing the show tonight, I started looking at the comparisons between guys that do well at Richmond and guys that struggle, because you never really hear the two tracks compared. Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott both a couple weeks ago said how they do not do well at Richmond. They did not run well again. They even said it in the pre-race interviews. Both of them also do not have great numbers at Darlington. In fact, Blaney's worst track by far is Richmond and Darlington. He has never finished better than 13th in 8 starts at Darlington, and he's a contender everywhere else. So stay away from Blaney. Stay away from Chase Elliott. Usual suspects that are good here. Denny Hamlin is very good. Kyle Busch and Harvick, who looked good, by the way, last week, Gabe. How about Kyle Busch finally getting a win? Harvick finished second.
Yeah, so we talked about it. Busch.
It was fixed.
I can't believe I didn't bet that, Steve. I can't believe. Is he never waiting? I can't believe I didn't bet that.
Yeah, and by the way, he was top two in every stage, including the final. He went 1 and 2 in stages 1 and 2 and won the race. Kyle Larson was 1 and 2 also, and then him and Blaney took each other out on the restart, running like second and third. So Kyle Larson's another guy you got to look at. In fact, they've had 5 races there the last 2 years. Larson missed all 3 last year, but he still has the average best finish over the last couple years at Darlington. He's going to be really difficult to beat, I think. He ran well last week, should have had a much better finish.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Steve, that you bring up Kyle Larson. I find it, though, that so he's favorite. Do you think he is the guy to beat? And for people, to explain to people that are tuning in right now, because I was doing some research for this race, and talk to me about the difference of a 550, the 550 package and the 750 package, because there are some differences. Some guys do better in a 550, and this is actually a 750 this week. This is a 750.
Right, and keep in mind also, last year we always had that one Darlington race for about a decade. They lost their second race about 10, 15 years ago, and we only had the Labor Day race. Last year when they did the restart, we had the back-to-backs at Charlotte, and then we had 2 races in 4 days at Darlington right after that. And the second one was shorter, first one was longer, then they had the September race. So we have a lot of data to look at, but everything's kind of different. The cars are slightly different now as well, you know, as you know. So I still think, though, with Darlington, one thing that's very unique about this track, I mentioned the odd shape of it, unlike any other track. So I do think experience matters here a little bit more than those cookie cutters like Kansas last week. And I also think drivers that have done well in the past will continue to do well this week, regardless of any changes. Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, both fit that category. Denny Hamlin, who I mentioned. Keselowski. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex, and Keselowski. Yes, Keselowski is one of the top 5 guys recently as well.
So this really isn't a race then that you're expecting a long shot, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be one of these guys that you mentioned, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin. Hamlin just can't get any luck either though, so far this year. It's crazy. You just can't. It's not easy to win, man. You can't take wins for granted no matter who you are on a NASCAR circuit. But there's no value with Larson. I mean, considering he's never won here before. I know, but as you stated, I know, man, he's like top 3 all the time, every time he races here. But, you know, and he's looking great, but he's plus 400. Hamlin, not great value at plus 500. Harvick, 7-1. Truex, 7-1. You mentioned Kyle Busch at 8-1. Keselowski checks in at 9-1. Considering the track record, I think I could argue that Keselowski's value isn't bad here.
And by the way, speaking of a teammate of his, Keselowski's teammate, Logano, you know, mentioned Blaney is not good here, but Keselowski is. Logano's been pretty good as well. I'm seeing Logano right now as a plus money underdog in a head-to-head matchup with Chase Elliott, who I mentioned is a play against guy. Blaney's a big play against. The books have kind of caught on to that. But Chase Elliott's really not having a great season overall, Gabe. He's the defending cup champion. Kind of got lucky to win it last year. He snuck in on that Phoenix win. He snuck into the semifinal win to get to Phoenix to win it. But keep in mind, he's teammates with Kyle Larson, who's looked really good. He's teammates with Bowman and Byron, who have both looked really good. Byron dominated the race a few weeks ago. Yet he's still not quite getting it done, and now he's on one of his weaker tracks. So Logano at plus money against Chase Elliott, I think, is a good head-to-head that I saw today when I was looking around.
And you know what, Steve? Great call last week. I want to give you props, actually, and I nailed it. We got in on Almirola.
Yeah.
Almirola was against Truex, right? Yeah, it was Almirola against Truex, the head-to-head matchup. Remember, I put $100 on it live on the show.
Yeah, and that was a couple races ago. Yeah, that was a couple races ago. Truex was pretty good last week.
Who did we take last week? That's
right.
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
It was whatever track Truex was not good at. It was Martinsville or Bristol. I think it was Bristol, one of those. Anyway, yeah, I know what you're saying. You know what's a guy that's interesting to watch, too, is Rocky Atkinson actually brought this up on the show. Eric Jones has been probably his best track has been Darlington. What gets tricky, though, is that Jones is no longer in the 20 car, teammates with Hamlin and Bush. He's in the 43 now, Bubba Wallace's old ride, which is a much weaker ride. So it'll be interesting to see how Jones does. But if experience matters on this track, like I think it does, Jones could be a little bit of a sleeper because you're getting him against some definitely second tier drivers in those head to heads.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us. Steve, I don't know what it is, bro. So actually, so to wrap up, you're going to say Kyle Larson or Hamlin before we hit a little baseball here?
Yeah, Kyle Larson's my number one guy. Hamlin would be top three as well.
So I was going to say, Steve, you know, the Atlanta Braves have just always been a problem for me. They've always been a problem going back years. Like, you know, in Montreal with the big three and the pitching staff that they have, they were a pain in the ass. And just over the years, they're one of the teams that every time I bet on, they lose, you know, like, but it's uncanny. It's almost like in my head now, and I'm better off and I'm happier in my life when I just ignore Atlanta Brave games. You know what I mean? There's certain teams that's like, no, I don't. Like Cam asked me tonight, what do you think about the Sacramento game tonight in the NBA? I'm like, I don't care about that. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm just not betting a Sacramento game this late in the year. I just discount it. But every time I step up with the Braves, bro, they get rocked. I was on them that day when they got massacred against the Cardinals in the playoffs when they were down like 14-0 or whatever in the first inning. So wasn't quite that bad today, but it pretty much was. A six spot in the first. And then it just sort of, you know, systematically they kept adding it up as the game went on. I've been waiting for the Braves to turn the corner, but they got punched in the mouth tonight.
Yeah, you know, there's always a team in every sport like that. I know for years, for me, it was the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA. And, you know, it's because Popovich is kind of out there, and he'd sit guys randomly. You never knew what you're going to get. Now every team's doing it. By the way, I blame Popovich for the NBA doing this now. He started this whole thing, just like Kurt Flood started free agency with the Cardinals 50 years ago in MLB and ruined it for every sport. But, I think the Braves are a good one to bring up, though, Gabe, because they can be very explosive offensively. What was it last year, like 29 runs in that game against who was it, the Marlins, I think? You know, I mean, they're an explosive team, yet they also have had some real clunkers this season in offensively. And it's those up-and-down zigzag teams are very difficult, I think, to handicap. I'd rather get an ice-cold or red-hot team. I mean, Dodgers, best team in baseball, theoretically have lost, what, 13 out of 17? I mean, at least we know to stay away from them right now. I'm not going to try to catch that falling knife. And we talk about that a lot in sports. The Braves seem to be able to kind of turn it on, turn it off really quickly, and it makes it very difficult to get any kind of rhythm from a handicapping perspective with them.
Yeah, you almost get the feeling you're right. Like, would it shock you at all? And I, you know, it's a pretty high number at $170 right now for the Braves tomorrow night. Vince Velasquez versus Ian Anderson, but it's one of those deals. So I get burnt tonight laying a shorter price, and I'm going to get all frustrated and not bet them tomorrow. And I swear, Steve, like you said, bro, the Braves will score like 13 runs tomorrow probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's just no consistency, though. And, you know, normally you'd say, hey, if you know a team is really inconsistent, we'll zigzag them, right? But that doesn't even seem to work with them. There's just no, I don't know. I mean, and then the Phillies were hot offensively. They were smacking the ball tonight on Friday. So, I mean, I don't want to necessarily get in front of that momentum either with the Phillies. This is a team that has some potential, hasn't lived up to it. I mean, coming into tonight, they'd had four hits exactly in the previous two games each game. I mean, so they had more runs tonight than they had hits combined in two games. So it's just kind of hard to figure.
Steve Merrill, Wager Talk. So, Steve, before we get you out of here, we're less than 2 weeks away from the NBA. play-in tournament, and we don't lose every NBA bet we make, but talking about tricky sports and inconsistency, that's what we're talking about when we talk about the NBA right now.
Yeah, and by the way, Gabe, since we talked even just earlier on Tuesday and then last Friday a week ago, you know, I was talking about how the Sixers were 6-1 at FanDuel to win the East. The Clippers were like 4-6-1 at one point. I looked this afternoon on Friday. Sixers are now 390. So they were 6-1 on Tuesday night. Now they're plus 390. And the Clippers are like 240. The Lakers are 220. The Clippers are almost the favorite now. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact they could play each other pretty early on in the postseason. The Lakers might not even get past a round or two.
Yeah.
Maybe not even get past a game. So it's amazing how quickly those odds have fallen. And a friend of mine, John Ryan, over at Sports Memo, I was talking to him today. And we talked about this earlier in the week. We said we really are going to like Clippers Sixers or Suns Sixers for like a head-to-head, you know, future matchup, like at 20 or 30-1 when the matchup odds came out. He just saw the Clippers Sixers earlier this week at 16-1, and now it's down to 14-1. So there's not quite as much value there as I'd hoped.
I'm calling Clippers versus Bucks.
Yeah, you like the Bucks. I know. You're telling me that other night. Yeah.
I'm not a Bucks fan. You know what I mean? But I'm buying in. You know what I mean? I'm buying in. That's the horse. Kentucky Derby, that's the horse I'm betting on. Steve, Merrill, always good, Steve. We'll catch up with you on Tuesday. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, kid.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Into the 3-minute warning here, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. The Friday Night Freak Show was pretty freakish tonight, actually. It was actually old school tonight. You know what? I guess it's fitting. Like I said, it was the 20th anniversary of, I'm not going to say the first radio station I was on, it was the second radio station I was on. But man, we went to war with those guys. You have no idea. And it was funny, today they had one of the bosses on. When I was on, it was the anniversary, the 20th anniversary, and they actually brought it up about how I was nearly fired, Matthias, you're like this, 6 times. That's what they tracked, 6. Like, yeah, you were nearly, because I said, yeah, thanks for hanging in with me, guys. And I gave a shout out to an old GM that I really gave a lot of problems to, and I nearly got into a fist fight with the guy, actually. And I told him, I said, you know, thanks for hanging with him. And they said, yeah, you know what? Because I said, you know, you guys, a couple of times, it was kind of, you know. They said, no, it's actually 6. It was actually 6 times.
But yeah, great times today. Shout out to the Hammer Don crew and the Pat McAfee crew. You can catch them right here on Sports Grid and the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204, of course. And shout out to Mitch Melnick, who was a radio host, who was actually, you know, ran a radio station, who he was the one to let me do a Major League Baseball game. Like, you know what? No matter what happens to me in my life or, like, whatever, you know how many people have done Major League Baseball games, guys? Listen, I did post-game shows, pre-game shows, and all that. I was the post-game show guy, and Sports Street came on after the Expos. But you know how many people have done Major League Baseball games? There's actually, like, a list of it. I'm on the list. It's, like, 2,000 people, 1,800 people or something. Think about that in the history. Like, broadcasters. How many people? Whatever you've done in your life, have you ever been a color analyst of a Major League Baseball game? No. But maybe you've done a hotter chick than me. So, I don't know. It's all a give and take. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.